Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. During this time, we're seeing businesses struggling and organizations struggling, and some of them even closing up. And on this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I wanted to talk to Angela Rose and Kate Rodriguez of the Harford County Chamber of Commerce again to find out what they're seeing and actually how the chamber can help. Because a lot of people don't realize that if you're a member of the chamber, there are benefits that you get. And it's like a family, because all these businesses are together and they're working together. But we'll learn more about that. So stay tuned. Spring is here and I've already seen people out there cutting their grass. Well, if you need your grass cut, but you don't want to do it, call my friends at Green Machine Lawns. You know, we're all ready for, well, man, let's hope we're ready for spring. But Green Machine Lawns will take care of all your lawn care needs. And now it's even easier to get an instant lawn mowing price once you go to priceyouryard.com. That's priceyouryard.com. You can get an instant lawn mowing price. And sign up for the 2020 lawn cutting season now. Call them at 443-863-YARD. That's 443-863-YARD. And go to priceyouryard.com and get a quote within 30 seconds.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. My name is Alicia Hamilton from Found in Faith Ministries, a local nonprofit and proud sponsor of Harford County Living. Each week, you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to Harford County, Maryland. You'll learn something new, and you'll always be left wanting more. Here's your host, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and all-around jolly guy, Rich Bennett.
Well, you guys are right there on the front lines. You're talking to a lot of businesses. So, I mean, what's some of the things you're hearing?
So it's been very busy for businesses who are calling and trying to navigate their way through everything that is coming at them. And, you know, as you know, it's coming at fast and furious. And so we've had businesses that are calling that are saying, you know, what should I do? How do I apply? What can I apply for? What makes sense? You know, very concerned about their employees, so trying to navigate the process to make sure if they close and the employees take the unemployment benefit, that that's going to be advantageous for them. And, you know, over the past 2 weeks, it has really been a lot of conversation with just navigating the process and what makes sense. Right. We've had members call and ask, you know, with the executive orders and what, trying to help them navigate what's essential and making sure they're looking at the right resources to make their determination, because they want to be conscientious of what's out there, but also try to survive. So we've had businesses that maybe were retail and closed to the public, but were then implementing online strategies and curbside pickup and those types of things. Obviously, the restaurants, we've worked with some restaurants closely to help navigate through how their business model needs to adjust. And Heather, who is our Director of Membership and Operations, she's been reaching out to the members to try to solicit direct feedback of if they're open, how they've adjusted, what what that new business model looks like. And then Kate's been taking that information and creating wonderful marketing campaigns. And she's been responsible for distributing all of the information that we're getting from our partners. So it's been, you know, it's really been a time where we've tried to excel and kick into overdrive that information and resource value add that we, you know, we have as a Chamber of Commerce that has lots of partners and relationships with the Department of Commerce, the Department of Labor, the U.S. Chamber. So we've been able to kind of work through that federal legislation and give the elected officials, our congressmen and women, the input from the business community.
You know, with that, because of course we don't know how long this is going to last, what can we do to help get more members into the chamber? Because, I mean, I know people are nervous about their business.
Right.
Which I think this is the time to think outside of the box, too.
Thank you for asking that question, because we've gotten a lot of great response from our members that say, you know, now, wow, when you talk about the advocacy now, you know, I get it. We appreciate all that mm-hmm. you're doing. So, you know, that has made us kind of continue to keep going and push through that tiredness that everybody has when we get that feedback. And we do have those businesses that are appreciative. And we are still open for business. We are still accepting new members. And Heather and I have talked about with if a new member wants to come in and their business is closed or their model has adjusted, having that one-on-one conversation with them to mm-hmm. see what makes sense at this point to make it financial sense at this point. Obviously, as a membership organization, that's how we get paid, and that's our bread and butter. So we're constantly working for the members and trying to recruit new members and retain the members that we have that may be going through hardship. So we really want to have those conversations and make it a partnership and be there for our members and prospective new members, as we go through this time.
You know, the one thing I noticed that Heather is doing the virtual happy hour, but it looks like it's invited, anybody from the public's invited to it. Do you think is that helping somewhat too? I know it's helping me keep my sanity, but
yeah. So when everything kind of has started to unfold and we see that obviously this is going to be a long-standing hurdle that we need to overcome, we had conversations internally and then with our executive committee to say, you know, at the end of the day, we need to be supporting the entire Harford County business community. And Kate identified some strategies of how to do that mm-hmm. with social media opportunities. And Heather, with her happy hour, it was just a great opportunity to have everyone come in and just talk and be able to interact and connect with each other, whether you are a current chamber member or not.
Well, and Kate, I guess this question is for you. What, as far as marketing wise, what can I do to help out?
Yeah, so we're trying to really get information from our businesses. I know now we have the essential businesses open and the non-essential aren't allowed to come in contact with the public. But any information on, you know, are businesses selling gift cards? Are they doing pickup, to-go orders for food? Any information like that, we're really trying to get that out to the public and let them know how they can support our local businesses during this time and so that they're still there after all this is over. So if you hear of anything, businesses still operating and with we started our new I'm Here Harford campaign. Mm-hmm. So that's a resiliency and recovery campaign. And we're really trying to, we've seen so much unity and business is doing so many great things in the community, and we really want to get that out there and keep that unity, bring everyone together, and have that movement of support in the community.
Okay. Now, and another thing too, because other than that, we've been talking about how we can help other businesses, but how can people help the chamber? Because even though the chamber is a nonprofit, it's really, you need to keep up and running as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, again, thank you thank you for that. It is membership. We've had to, our income sources are membership revenue and events. So we've had to obviously adjust our event model. We've gone virtual with some of our events and plan to do so. But with that at this point and having to not have face-to-face interaction and be conscientious of sponsor dollars that may have had to pull back, it really is the membership income. And with increasing our membership footprint, we can increase our voice of business at the local, state, and federal level. So it's a great selling point for us when we're on these national calls, when we're on these state calls, when we're working with Harford County government to say we represent 600 businesses, and here's what we're hearing from those businesses. So the more businesses that we can add to our membership, the louder our voice can be, and we represent 600 businesses now that represent over 18,000 employees. So as those numbers increase, again, it gives credibility to what input we're providing at those levels and what we're able to advocate for and position. So it really is membership at this point. If you're interested in membership, don't hesitate to give us a call, shoot us an email. We'll walk through it with you. We can go through what all of the benefits are and really just identifying ways that we can be supportive to the members at this point. We're open to anything.
On average, of course, not during this time, but normal times, on average, how many new members does the chamber get a month?
We usually see between 3 and 5 new members a month. Actually, the month of March, we were hosting a Membership Madness campaign where it was going to play off of March Madness.
Okay.
I love basketball, so I selfishly thought that would be fun. And, Heather agreed, and the board of directors and our membership development committee got behind it. And then, obviously, everything that has happened with this pandemic has really slowed that down, because there were some events where you were going to be able to get out and face-to-face meet chamber members. So we're tweaking that membership madness that was March and really looking at what we're going to do long-term and just postponing that a little bit. And we're actively recruiting. So again, the application is online. You can give us a call, send us an email, and we'll walk you through everything. But we have our goals with our membership numbers to have that voice of business and tout that we are a large chamber and we are one of the largest in the region. And then obviously, again, it goes back to how we make our bread and butter. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone. If we're giving the value to our members and putting it out there, then we as an organization and a business are winning also.
Am I allowed to challenge everybody that's a member?
I would love it.
Okay. Well, then all the members, I want to put a challenge out there, because with this going on, you said what, 2 to 3 each month?
Between 3 and 5.
Or 3 and 5 a month. So because of the pandemic, we know how businesses are hurting. I want to challenge every member to bring in at least one new member between April and, let's say, the end of June. So we'll give you a little leeway there. Does that sound good?
Oh, my gosh, you're fantastic. That's wonderful.
I think it can be done. As a matter of fact, I know it can be done.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. We appreciate that help. And, what you had asked earlier, kind of what you can do, that's huge. And we are just so grateful that you give us opportunities like this to talk with you about what we do and how we benefit members and just continue to help us promote what's happening. And again, it all goes back to that value and the benefit. So if we can be showing and proving our value to the business community, that's how we succeed, and in turn the members succeed as well. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I think we can make this happen. Of course, now I'm sitting in the back of my head, I'm like, uh-oh, who am I going to get to this? It's all right, I'll do it. I'll get it done.
There's plenty out there. There's a lot out there that aren't members yet. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's plenty out there to choose from. Lots
there is. Yeah, I mean, you sit there, think about it. Well, who's busiest right now? The restaurants, right?
Yeah.
We know not every restaurant is a member of the chamber yet.
Correct.
So, you know, and with the that membership plan, it's beneficial for a business to join now. Well, it's beneficial for a business to join anytime, but, you know, with the membership plan, it's like it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So.
And to your point of us being open and actively recruiting, we were able to secure two new members last week. And that was due to the high exposure and all of the wonderful things that Kate is doing with social media and being able to put information, helpful information out. So we were doing last week that we were able to get two new members during this time, because we do know that it isn't an easy time for businesses, and so to be able to secure two, it just again gave us another feel good, and it's kind of like, yes, we, you know, we're on the right track. We, what we are doing is important, and people are understanding the benefit and the value. So that was our win for last week.
Well, we're going to make another win too. So, and the thing is,
I love it.
Above all else, all businesses need to work together. And I think if we all work together, everybody's going to pull through this and be just fine. And you're going to also see membership increase. Ha ha. I love
From your lips to God's ears. I love it.
Guys, I want to thank you both. And anytime you guys want to do this, just let me know.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
We love you. And we're so grateful. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to thank Angela and Kate of the Harford County Chamber of Commerce for joining me on that episode, and hopefully you all got something out of that. And I encourage you, if you're a business owner, if you don't belong to your local chamber, go ahead and join. Believe me, it's well worth it. If you have an idea or something or someone you would like to hear on the podcast, let me know by sending an email to podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. Again, that's podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. Also, if you can, please leave a review so I can determine what guests to get on and what subjects to discuss. So whether you listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, whatever you can leave a review on, Podchaser, even on my website, please do so. And another thing, very big, please support the show. I'm a small business owner myself, and yeah, a lot of businesses right now aren't really advertising. So if you go to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving, that's HarcoLiving. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. You could go ahead and, you know, make a donation, become a member, just support. You can either do it monthly or about a year or just one time. So again, I appreciate it. And thank you very much. And everybody, please stay safe out there. Stay healthy. And I'll talk to you again next week.